Okay, we'll start with the book reading, chapter 6, more discussion about the mind and its nature. Page 53. For any seeker wanting to know himself or herself, the journey begins with understanding and grappling with the mind, and ends with recognizing that the chattering mind of ours is illusory. There is only one mind, the universal mind. For us to appreciate this, let us read a story. Once upon a time, there was a frog who lived in a pond. This pond was not too far away from a big river. The frog felt enticed yet scared of the water in the river. He knew he was a pond frog. He felt there was something unsafe in the strong currents of water in the river. And, like his other friends, he would not venture close to the river. However, whenever he looked at the river, he would feel a strange combination of being scared as well as thrilled and excited. He just wished to explore the river. Every day he would venture the distance from the pond and look at the river. Yet something would hold him back. This kept going on for days and days. Every time he looked at the fast-flowing waters, he noticed that he was less scared and felt calmer and more courageous. Slowly, he not only became aware of the fast flow of the river, but he also recognized that the fast flowing stream was made of the same thing as was the pond, just water. And he knew that he lived in water. So he thought it should not be difficult to jump into the river water. One day, something within him gave the courage to jump into the river's water. He did it. And he loved it. The flavor of the water was so different, and the animals and bugs were so different than he had been used to. And yes, he really was enjoying himself. The more he explored, the more courage he got to explore deeper and deeper. He recognized that he could go into the depths of the river and enjoy bugs that he never even imagined were available to him for his own consumption and satisfaction. He knew that he had made a big discovery. He initially kept his discovery to himself, but as the days progressed, he wished to share it. When he did break the news, nobody seemed to believe him. They instead attacked him for even choosing to leave the pond and go into the river in the first place. He tried hard to make them aware of the vast potential that they could enjoy, the freedom available to them right now in the river. They would have the choicest of all foods ever imaginable. Yet, not one of his frog mates or his family believed in him. Slowly, some of the frogs realized that this frog was now different. He now appeared more relaxed. He seemed to be calm and spoke very little, yet could put his point across with hardly any effort. There was not a touch of anger in him. Indeed, he seemed to be smiling all the time. This was very strange. Finally, some of the frogs agreed to take the plunge themselves, and they enjoyed the benefits too. You are like that frog, ready for exploring. You know there is something bigger than your usual circumstances, surroundings, and experiences. Yet, when you wish to explore further, your attachments and your quote, responsibilities, unquote, might make you feel that you need to hold back. You're constantly aware that the day-to-day humdrum of trying to find happiness at your workplace, with your family and friends, just does not give you the full satisfaction that your mind aspires to. A part of your mind is also aware that there is something more than your day-to-day living that is enticing you. It is during such periods of despondency and seeking that you try to find an answer. You become aware that you are a seeker trying to find the truth. You know at the back of your mind that your nature is peace and love. Yet, it seems as if there is a block in front of your own mind which is preventing you from taking that plunge. You are seeking guidance, validation, as well as confirmation that it is safe to jump into the river of divinity and love. And we will stop there. In a group, we further discussed what this parable was really trying to imply. This parable is nothing but an opportunity to go deeper and outwards from a comfort zone. Well, you go outwards to go really inwards. Outwards means going to different cultures, eating different foods, experiencing life fully, because life is not your own house, your own pets, your own food. There's lot much more to experience. We have limited time on this planet. Let us explore that more. Secondly, of course, the analogy was about our own mind. We have our fixed ways of thinking and we try and know that we can go into a deeper world as we meditate, as we experience new knowledge, new wisdom. And the deeper you go, the pond changes into the river. You experience much more than you could even imagine. Whoever has learned how to meditate or go down the spiritual inquiry route knows that they are so different now compared to when they first started. I for myself cannot recognize the person I was 10 years ago. It's been a complete seismic shift, if I can use the word. I don't know who that Akshay Vasudev was before. So I invite everyone, the readers of the book as well as the listeners to this podcast, to go really deep. Let go of all your inhibitions, all your thoughts, and have faith that courage is already within you. You don't have to find courage. Courage is part of your own spirit, which makes you go through everything. Gurudev Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, my mentor, my guru, has said it so many times that the only thing holding back is your own concepts, your own ideas about what reality is. Reality is so big that it cannot be even expressed in words. So if you think you are getting a glimpse of reality in your own mind, forget about it. Drop that too. And you will realize much more is just waiting for you. We'll continue with our discussion and our discovery next time. Thank you for listening.